啊，以赛亚书里面有一个很重要的主题。
One of the very important themes in the book of Isaiah
就是弥赛亚的降临。
Is the coming of the Messiah.
啊，他是主的仆人。
The Messiah is the servant of the Lord.
啊，他来世界要做王。
And he comes to the world to be king.
他来世界就是以马内利，神与我们同在。
He comes as Emmanuel, which means the Lord is with us.
啊，他是大卫后裔里面兴起来的一个王。
And Jesus is the king that descended from the line of kings of David.
啊，他做仆人的方式，啊，是受苦的。
The way he served us is as a servant in suffering.
啊，他最后要做外邦人的光。
He would become light to the Gentiles.
啊，因为弥赛亚的来临，所以有一个弥赛亚的国度会实现。
When the Messiah comes, there will be a messianic kingdom.
啊，那个弥赛亚的国度就是主耶稣所说的天国近啊。
And the messianic kingdom is the kingdom that Jesus refers to when he says the kingdom of heaven is here.
就是主耶稣要带来世界的。
Basically, that Jesus is coming to the world.
啊，主耶稣升天以后。
After Jesus ascended into heaven,
门徒得圣灵。
The disciples received the Holy Spirit.
得到能力。
They received power.
传福音。
They preached the gospel.
很多人受洗。
Many people were baptized.
那就是神的国在地上建立起来。
This is the kingdom of heaven established in this world.
那个就是弥赛亚国度真正的实现。
This is the true manifestation of the kingdom of heaven.
在这个神的国里面有平安，有喜乐。
In the kingdom of heaven, there is peace, there is joy.
在神的国里面啊，有神与我们同在。
Because in the kingdom of heaven, there is God.
那这个弥赛亚的国度要维持一直到永远。
And the messianic kingdom will endure forever.
那我们就是活在这个世代。
Today we live in this age.
所以我们是活在最黑暗的世代，也是最有希望的世代。
So although we may live in the darkest age of the world, we also live in its brightest hour.
啊，因为我们活在神的国里面。
Because we live in the kingdom of God.
那从这一节开始，我们要进入以赛亚书啊，很快的一章一章来看它重要的教训。
So from here, let's start. Going to the book of Isaiah and chapter by chapter study its important teachings.
我们还有七节，那有66章。
There are 66 chapters and 7 sessions left.
所以平均一节啊九章。
So every session we need to go through about 9 chapters.
所以只能够重点我们把它看过去。
So we can only hit the important points.
以赛亚书的开始就是神对罪恶的提醒。
Isaiah is the start of Isaiah is Jesus, God pointing out the sins of the people of Judah.
以赛亚书的结束是神国荣耀的实现。
And at the end of Isaiah, the message is the coming of the kingdom of God.
所以我们可以看到以赛亚书是从人的软弱罪恶当中进到神所带给我们完全的国度。
So the book of Isaiah leads us from sin into the promised kingdom of God.
那这个其中的这种改变就是靠着弥赛亚的王。
And the way one transforms oneself from sin into eternity is through the messianic king.
所以有人说有人的地方就有问题，这是真的。
Some people say that where there are people there will be problems.
但是有神的地方就有答案。
But the truth is, where there is God, there is an answer.
那神对人类问题的答案就是弥赛亚，就是主耶稣本身。
And the greatest answer that God has for us today is Jesus Christ, the Messiah.
如果没有主耶稣
，Without Jesus,
人类的问题没有答案。
The problems of mankind cannot be solved.
那第一章开始，我们从第二节。
So let's turn to Isaiah chapter 1 verse 2.
这个第二节开始好像在法院里面审判。
It's just as if you were in a courtroom.
那被告的是谁？
And who is being accused?
被告的是以色列百姓。
The accused are the people of Israel.
那原告的是谁？
And who is the accuser?
原告的是天上的真神。
The accuser is the Heavenly Father, God.
那这个陪审官作证的是谁？
And how about the jury?
做证的是天哪，地呀。
The jury is the heavens and the earth.
所以好像在法院里面在起诉一个犯人。
So it is that you're sitting in a courtroom.
那到底啊，神所不满意的是什么？
Now what was God unhappy about?
我们可以看第二节。
Let's turn to verse 2.
说天啊，要听地啊，侧耳听，因为神说，我养育我的儿女，将他们养大，他们竟然背逆我。第三节。
Verse 3.
牛认识主人，驴认识主人的槽，以色列人却不认识我，我的民却不留意。这个两节在说什么？
What are these two verses talking about?
这两节在提到，人比不上牛跟驴。
These two verses basically say that the people of Israel cannot even compare to ox and a donkey.
为什么？
Why?
因为牛跟驴会认识它的主人。
Because an ox, a donkey, recognizes its master.
但是以色列百姓不认识它的神。
But the people of Israel did not acknowledge God.
我们看到有一些信徒喜欢养宠物。
We know that there are some people who like to have
pets.
Pets.
那 有的信徒家里养的是五只猫五六只猫
And some of the members may even have five or six cats
那你门一开来妈就尾巴就摇一摇欢迎让它绕一绕舔一舔
And as soon as you open the door you see the cats walking around and purring and moving their tail
你看电视它坐在旁边
You sit and watch TV and the cat will sit next to you.
吃饭他也坐在旁边。
You eat and the cat will be sitting next to you.
睡觉就睡在旁边。
You sleep, the cat is sleeping next to you.
所以大家很喜欢养。
That's why people like pets.
那你如果养这些猫回来它也不理你。
But if you come home on the other hand and these cats totally ignore you.
我想那个主人大概全部都把它赶出去了。
The master may decide to just get rid of all the cats.
为什么要养你？你对我也没有感情。
Why should I raise you and rear you? You have no relations with me.
那有的喜欢养狗。
Other people like dogs.
不止一条，七八条。
Not just one, but seven or eight.
仔细看，为什么喜欢养狗？
Why do they like dogs?
狗很有感情。
Because dogs are emotional animals.
哇，你一进去，它就尾巴就摇就来。
As soon as you go in the door, they come and greet you and wag their tail.
所以有的养狗，那狗死了又好伤心了。
So there are people who, when their dog passes away, they become very depressed.
那如果你养一条狗，你回来它也不理你。
But on the other hand, you come home, and if that dog ignores you,
我想我们就给那个狗禁食了，不给它吃了。
I think you'll let the dog go hungry and not feed it its dinner.
那就是它懂得回应，对你，你对它好，它会回应。
It's because the dog knows how to respond to its master.
你就更喜欢它。
Then the master loves the dog more.
所以虽然很忙，你要带他去跑步、散步、溜溜狗。
So even though there's a lot of work involved, you have to take it for walks and let it do its thing.
那狗还有狗吃的东西。
And you have to buy dog food for dogs.
那有的狗穿的衣服。
Dog clothing for cold weather.
有的吃的太胖，还要再节食。
Sometimes a dog gets too fat, and you got to put it on a diet.
这都是因为有感情。
This is because we have feelings for our pets.
但是神非常的感叹。
God is also very emotional.
就是神对以色列百姓很好，但是以色列百姓对神冷漠无情。
God treated the Israelites like his children very well, but the Israelites ignored God.
在这么多人当中，只有拣选他们叫做神的选民。
Out of all the nations in the world, God chose the Israelites to be his people.
那其他的都称作外邦。
Everyone else was considered a Gentile.
那从亚伯兰开始，不晓得经历多少神的恩典。
So from the time of Abraham, countless blessings were showered upon the Israelites.
然后把他们带到牛奶与蜜之地。
And God delivered them into a land flowing with milk and honey.
所以以色列百姓应该比其他的人对神更有感情。
So the Israelites should have felt more close to God than the foreign nations.
但是他们对神一点感恩都没有。
But they had no sense of thanksgiving.
一点回报的心都没有。
They had no sense of returning the love that God gave them.
所以神说：“天啊，地啊，你要做见证。”
And so God said, "Hear, O heavens! Listen, O earth!"
所以有时候我们常常想。
So let's think about it.
你用一张纸把它画一条线。
If you draw a line on a piece of paper,
左边写 神给我什么。
On the left, write down all the things that God has given us.
你会发现你可以写很多。
You're going to be able to fill that page up quickly.
右边写我为神做什么。
But on the right side, write what we have done for God.
你会发现两三条就结束了。
Maybe you'll only have two or three sentences.
所以有时候我们对神的这种恩典的回报真的也不是很多。
So come to think of it, the manner that we've repaid God is truly lacking.
那以色列百姓这种得到恩典又忘记恩典，就会影响他们的信仰生活。
Now because the Israelites did not know how to pay back God some love, it influenced their whole life.
所以从第一章的后面呢、啊，我们就发现他们的信仰啊变成很肤浅。
And so we can see from chapter 1 on that their faith was very despicable.
特别是从第十节到十五节。
Especially from verse 10 to verse 15.
我们发现他们的拜神啊，非常的肤浅。
It was very superficial, their worship of God.
虽然有外表一种献祭的仪式。
Even though they had the semblance of worship,
在外表上他们也有守节。
At first glance, they kept the festivals and the feasts.
但是他们的生活的本身并没有那信仰的实在的表现。
But in their daily lives, they did not have any manifestations of true worship of God.
所以他的信仰只是一个表皮而已。
And so their religion was a religion in name only.
为什么？
Why?
因为这个神没有真的进到他们内心里面。
That's because God was not truly in their hearts.
所以没有真的改变他们的心。
So they truly did not change their hearts.
那心没有改变了，人的生活行为就不会改变。
Without a change of heart, there can be no change of life, no change of action.
那今天能够改变我们最大的是什么？
What is the greatest force that changes us today?
就是神的恩典。
That is the mercy of God.
神的爱在感动我。
The love of God moves us.
保罗为什么被看作癫狂？
Why was it that Paul viewed the world in the fashion.
他被看作是一个癫狂啊，癫狂这个是发这个不正常的人。
Why was Paul deemed to be out of his mind?
因为他有人世间大家所要追求的条件。
Because he had all the status in the world that any man could want.
但是他把这个放在一边。
But he set it aside.
他去服侍大家所不认识的耶稣。
And he set all this aside to serve Jesus who everyone was denying.
为着耶稣受苦最后牺牲。
He suffered for Jesus until the day he died for Jesus.
这是人不能了解的。
This is something that human beings cannot understand.
但是保罗知道这是为什么。
But Paul knew what he was doing.
因为他对神有感恩的心。
Because he had a heart filled with thanksgiving.
所以他的生活有一种很大的改变。
And so Paul changed his life completely.
因此人如果对神忘记神的恩典。
On the other hand, if we forget the love of God,
这是信仰退化的开始。
This is the beginning of our downfall of faith.
诗篇里面在讲以色列百姓啊，看到红海分开，他们就大声赞美神。
The Bible tells us that when the Israelites saw the Red Sea parted, they shouted out and thanked God.
但是过了红海之后，
But after they crossed the Red Sea,
过了不多时，他们就忘记神的恩典。
Not shortly afterwards, they forgot the grace of God.
所以罪恶就一条一条跑出来。
And so one by one, sin appeared.
那从第四节到第九节
Now from verse 4 to verse 9
在提到虽然神用一些方法来管教他们，他们还是不知道醒悟。
It says that even though the Israelites God tried to convert them back and turn them back through many different ways, they never came back to their senses.
我们看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
说从脚到头顶没有一样是完全的，尽都是伤口，青肿的与新打的伤痕都没有收口没有裹蚕，也没有用膏滋润。
Verse 6. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness, only wounds and welts and open sores, not cleansed or bandaged or soothed with oil.
你今天如果看到一个人是全身都被打伤了，
Today, if we see someone who is beaten with open wounds all over their body,
你一定会觉得说，哇，他大概是做了什么很大的错事吧。
We may think that they are probably the worst criminal in the world.
那或许是说他没有错，是他的父母把他 abuse。
Or maybe if it's a child, we may think that this child was abused by their parents.
但是神是绝对的对。
But God is right.
所以如果以色列百姓被打，这是因为他们有错。
So if the Israelites were beaten, it's only because they deserved it.
但是我们发现了，他们在受苦当中并不知道回头。
But what the Bible tells us is that even though they were beaten, they did not realize the error of their ways.
没有从受苦当中学到教训。
They were not able to glean the teaching from the discipline.
所以受苦会继续持续下去。
And so punishment continued.
这是人的一种悲哀。
This is the sad state of mankind.
因为很多事情有时候神常常在提醒我们。
God today often tries to teach us.
但是我们能够学到教训，很多的苦难就过去了。
And if we can learn the lesson that God wants to teach us, then we can avoid much trouble.
但是我们如果不知道醒悟，我们就继续受苦。
On the other hand, if we ignore His teaching, then our suffering will continue.
在这个也告诉我们说，人要改变是很难的。
This also tells us that it's very difficult for human beings to change.
所以我就常常听一些三四就是。长大以后来信耶稣的人一直有一个羡慕，就是你从小就信耶稣非常好。
A lot of times I hear that from members who only came to Jesus as an adult later in life, they say to those who were born and raised in the church, that's such a good thing.
因为你从小信耶稣，你听着圣经的教训，就这样渐渐改变就大了。
Because they say to those who are born and raised in the church, well, you are born and raised in the church, you hear the word of God all your life, and that's become part of you.
但是等你长大，已经定，你的想法、生活已经定型了，你要信耶稣很难改。
On the other hand, if you only come to know Jesus as an adult, then it's more difficult for you to change your previous thinkings and ways.
但是以色列百姓不是他从小就是敬拜神长大的。
The people of Israel, however, grew up in the Lord.
但是他就是心里硬心不愿意改。
Yet their hearts were hardened and they were unwilling to change.
所以被鞭打也不愿意回头。
So even though they were beaten, they refused to change.
所以神就是很感叹了。
And so God was very disappointed.
那从十六节一直到三十一节。
From verse 16 to verse 31,
神呼叫他们要赶快回头就有希望。
God tells them that if you repent, then there will be hope for you.
因为神的意念不是要降灾祸让他们受苦。
Because God's purpose is not for them to experience trouble and tribulation.
神的意念是让他们回头能够赐平安。
God's great purpose is for them to return, repent, and receive blessings.
所以神在管教他们，神有一个盼望，赶快回来吧。
So in God's punishment, God has a message saying, turn back to me.
所以第一章的十六节。
So from verse 16 of chapter 1.
说你们要洗涤自洁，从眼前除掉恶行。
Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong.
旧的衣服要脱掉。
That means take off your old dirty clothes.
那十七节。
In verse 17.
学习行善，寻求公平，解救欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈，这就穿上新的穿上新的生活方式。
Verse 17 encourages the Israelites to put on new clothing.
只要能够脱掉旧的，穿上新的，神的恩典就来。
Take off your old clothing, put on the new, and God's blessing will come upon you.
当一个人决心要改变。
When a person decides that he wants to change.
十八节说，你的罪现在像猪一样红，神要将它白如雪。
He'll discover that even though his sins are like scarlet, they will be white as snow.
神愿意洁净他们的罪。
Because God is willing to wash away our sins.
十九节。
In verse 19.
你们如果甘心听从，就要吃地上的美物。
If you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best from the land.
但是你们如果不愿意听，继续悖逆，你就被刀剑吞灭。
Verse 20 says, if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword.
所以神已经把这个结果讲得很清楚。
God has laid it right out there very clearly.
你们要走哪一条路，你们可以选择。
There are two roads here. You can choose which one you're going to take.
啊，顺从神就得福，你违背神到最后就是死亡。
Obey God and you'll be blessed. Disobey me and you'll be punished.
所以呼叫他们要赶快改变。
So God tells them to hurry up, return and repent.
所以从二十一节开始就在提到以色列百姓他本来是好的。
From verse 21, it says how good the Israelites used to be.
所以他们本来是忠信之城，那本来是充满着公平跟公义的。
The Israelites used to be a faithful city full of justice and righteousness.
那后来变成淫乱，充满着妓女，还有变成暴力，充满着凶手。
Later it became immoral, filled with harlots and filled with hatred and murderers.
所以让我们了解，我们的好不一定永远是好。
This tells us that even though we may be good now, our goodness may not endure.
因为你如果没有努力就掉下去就不好。
Because if we do not continue to pursue righteousness, then we may fall away.
我们如果不好也不一定永远不好。
On the other hand, if we're bad right now, we may not be bad forever.
因为你如果改变就变成好的。
Because as long as you change, God will allow you to become good.
所以这个信仰是一生的功夫。
So spirituality and the pursuit of righteousness lasts a lifetime.
因此主耶稣说，在后的要在前。
And so Jesus says, those who are last will become first.
在前的要在后。
Those who were first will be last.
事实上是这样。
This is the truth.
有的人刚刚开始很热心，在前。
There are some people who at the outset are very fervent for the Lord.
过了几年在哪里？消失了。
They're in the first, in the forefront, but later, a few years later, they're gone.
被罪捆绑，他已经在后了，已经
跑到最后去。They've been bound by sin, they have become last.
但是我们也有看到一些软弱的信徒。
On the other hand, we can see some people who may be spiritually weak.
犯了罪。
They've sinned against God.
后来来到神面前痛悔。
Later they come before God and repent.
神赦免他们。
God forgives them.
变成很热心。
They become fervent for the Lord.
他是在后，他就跑在前面。
They were last, but now they are first.
所以信仰要有一个标杆。
So spiritual pursuit has needs consistency.
那个标杆就是主耶稣本身。
And the consistency is Jesus himself.
那这样我们一直在追求，才不会掉下去在后面。
In this way, if we continue pursuing our faith, we will not fall away.
那人的信仰会往下掉，常常是看周围的人。
One of the reasons our faith can fall away is because we look to our sides.
因为我们发现我们也差不多，跟其他人都一样。
And we look around us and compare ourselves to others and say, we're just about the same as them.
我们失去一个目标。
And we've lost our goal.
所以我们就开始往后退。
And so we fall away.
如果我们有一个目标。
If we have a goal,
我要跟主耶稣一样。
And our goal is to be like Jesus.
我将来就是要到神面前享受奖
赏。Our goal is to receive a reward before God in the kingdom of heaven.
马拉松一样。好像在爬马拉松一
样。It's just like running a marathon.
我们就不会掉到后面去。
We will not fall away and become last.
所以神说，可叹忠信之城，本来是好的，后来变成坏的。
And so, Jesus, here in the Bible it says, you were good, but now you become bad.
可见我们人一定要非常的警醒。
And so we need to be alert as human beings.
那一直到三十一节。
Let's turn to verse 31.
神叫他们要悔改，要回头。
Verse 31, from 16 to 31, God tells them that there is, you should return and repent.
好，我们看27节。
Let's turn to verse 27.
锡安必因公义得蒙拯救，其中归正的人必因公义得蒙救赎。但28节，但悖逆的和犯罪的必一同灭亡，离弃神的必被消灭。我们知道祷告很重要。
We know the importance of prayer.
但是以赛亚书里面告诉我们。
But the book of Isaiah tells us.
只有祷告，生活没有改变，很难发生功效。
That if you just pray alone and don't change your daily life, then it's very difficult to have any long-lasting effects.
因为只有祷告，生活没有改变，这不算悔改。
Because just praying without changing one's life is useless.
那只有一个人真的在生活当中回归过一个公平公义的生活，这个人才可以得救赎。
Only if one prays and changes their daily life in accordance with their prayer, only then does their life have good effect.
所以如果我们祷告都没有发生功效，进食祷告也没有发生功效，下一个我们要想什么？
So perhaps we've been praying, we've been fasting and praying, but we see no results.
我们不是要在神的上面一直打问号。
We shouldn't just keep questioning God, why have you not answered my prayers?
下一个我们要思想，到底神要我改变什么？
But rather, we should ask ourselves, what does God want me to do to change in my life?
是不是我的生活缺乏公义，缺乏公平，缺乏慈爱？
Is it because my life lacks justice, it lacks righteousness, it lacks mercy?
那当我们开始改变，我们祷告就会发生功效。
Once we change our life, we may discover that our prayers become effective.
所以神希望以色列百姓回头。
And so God wanted the Israelites to repent.
从罪恶当中回头归向一个公平跟公义的生活。
To repent out of sin to become just and righteous.
然后神的救赎就会来到。
And then God's blessing and salvation would come.
那从第二章的第五节到第三章的二十五节。
And from chapter 2 verse 5 to chapter 3 verse 25.
这个也在提到神的愤怒。
This passage tells us about the anger of God.
也在提到为什么以色列百姓会堕落。
And also about why the Israelites would be lagging.
我们现在看一节圣经，然后再回到这里来。
Let's turn to another passage in the Bible, and then we'll return here.
以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二节。
Now, verse
2. 那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。第三节。
Verse 3.
我们从前也坐在他们中间，放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜爱的去行，本是可怒之子，和别人一样。这里在讲我们信主以前的生活。
This passage talks about our life before we knew Christ.
我们是悖逆神的。
We were against God.
为什么？
Why?
Yeah, 因为有一个灵运行在我们心里面。
Because there was a spirit that dwelled within our hearts.
那不是从神来的。
That spirit was not from God.
神来的我们就会顺服神。
Because if we had the spirit of God, we would obey God.
那个灵是从空中掌权者的来的。
Rather, that spirit is from the ruler of the kingdom of the air.
那这个空中掌权者就是恶者。
That is the evil one.
所以我们不要看一个人这样举止很文雅，文化水准很高，就表示他没有问题。
So we shouldn't just say that, oh, someone's very successful in this world and they have no problems.
很可能这个悖逆的灵，悖逆神那个灵已经在他心里运行。
Because it's possible that the spirit of the ruler of the kingdom of the air is within him.
那这个会有什么结果？
What's going to happen then?
第一个。
First,
在第二节说，让人行事随从今世的风俗。
It makes them live and become disobedient.
第二章以弗所书第二章第二节哈，随从今世的风俗。
And they'll follow the ways of the world.
这个今世的风俗也可以讲也可以讲更清楚，就是文化。
Ways of the world are the ways of society.
每一个这个社会都有它的文化。
And every society has its own culture.
有的文化是好的。
Some culture is good.
但是有的文化不是好的。
Some culture is bad.
所以我们要很谨慎。
So we need to be alert in this society today.
我记得有一个英国传道问我说，全世界魔鬼最多的是哪里？
There was a British minister who asked me, where are the most evil spirits in the world?
我也没有想过。
I never really thought about this question.
到最后他给我答案是好莱坞。
And at the end of the question, he answered himself and said it's in Hollywood.
那我都怎么为什么好莱坞魔鬼最多
？So that begs the question: Why does Hollywood have the most devils?
他说：“你看，全世界的这个娱乐都是以在以好莱坞的这个影片为主。
”And he said and explained, well.All the movies that come out of Hollywood encompass all the pleasures of the world.
那大部分的这个影片里面不是色情就是暴力。
And if it's not sex, it's violence.
把这个拿掉，就没有人要看了。
If you remove the sex and the violence from Hollywood movies, then no one's going to go to the movies.
为什么现在青少年很容易犯罪？
Why is it so simple and easy for young people today to commit sin?
因为这种影片你看一遍两遍一百遍你就变成你自然了。
It's because after you see one or two or 100 or 200 of these movies, it becomes second nature for you to copy the movies.
所以整个美国的文化除了从学术来有一些影响之外，还有就是从娱乐来。
And so one of the great influences in the culture of America's society, is from pleasure,of this fashion.
其实我也很谨慎。
So we need to be alert today.
不是文化的主流哦，都是会对我们好有好处。
Not everything in popular culture is good for us.
因此在这个以赛亚书的第二章说，当时有他的文化。
And so Isaiah chapter 2 says, or Ephesians chapter 2 says there's a culture of that time.
我们看第二章第六节。说神，你离弃的你的百姓啊，以赛亚书二章六节。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 6。
因为他们充满着东方的风俗，做关照的，像腓力士一样。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 6, you have abandoned your people, the house of Jacob. They are full of superstitions from the east. They practice divination like the Philistines and clasp hands with pagans.
所以这个东方来的这个影响啊，就是迷信。
They are full of superstitions from the east.
那腓力士人来的也是信仰上的一种迷信。
And from the Philistines, they practice divination.
这是东方的文化跟腓力士的文化对他们影响。
So it's Eastern culture and the Philistine culture influencing the people of the world.
结果影响他们的生活，违反了属灵的原则。
And it moved the people of Israel to fall away spiritually.
所以神不喜欢。
And so God was unhappy.
那在以弗所书第二章还有讲放纵肉体的私欲。
Ephesians chapter 2 also, in verse 3 also talks about gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature.
也就是你觉得怎么样会让你舒服，你就去做吧。
In other words, whatever we think is good and pleasurable, we go ahead and do it.
不是用头脑活，是用感觉在活。
We don't live according to our mind and brain, but rather live according to our feelings and emotions.
这是现在社会的主流啊，用感觉在活。
This is how most people in this country live today.
那这种生活基本上是危险的。
But this type of life is a dangerous life.
不是这个是对还是错，是这我感觉到好不好。
People don't ask themselves, is this right or wrong, but rather, does this feel good?
这很容易就被走差的路。
If you live life like this, it's very easy to walk the wrong way.
这个以弗所书第二章第三节还有心中所喜好的去行。
And it also talks about the desires and thoughts of our sinful nature.
这个就是人的思想。
And that's human thoughts.
所以这个魔鬼在引诱人犯罪离开神，用这个文化风俗。
So the devil knows how to change our thinking and lead us astray from God by changing our thoughts.
然后用肉体的感觉。
By using the ways of the world and the desires of the flesh.
用内心的思想。
Using the thoughts in our hearts.
到最后，这个是魔鬼的工作。
Finally, we are obeying Satan.
所以第二章在以赛亚书的第二章第五节、第三章第六节就到第三章的二十五节就在讲神的愤怒，因为他们的生活。
Isaiah chapter 2 verse 5 to Isaiah chapter 3 verse 25, it talks about the anger of God coming upon the people of Israel because of their sin. So today, as we live life in this world, we must be very alert. Because we cannot leave this world per se. There are many people in this world. They have their ways and thoughts.They have their popular culture.
他们有他们的生活方式。
They have their ways of living.
但是那不一定跟圣经是一样的。
But their ways may not be in accordance with the ways of the Bible.
那如果我们想要跟他们一样，我们就从属灵的原则就脱离了。
So if we just blindly follow them, then we are leaving the Bible.
所以要很谨慎。
So we must be ever vigilant.
所以第三章就在讲神的愤怒。
So chapter 3 talks about the anger of God.
我们再看第三章的 第九节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 9.
最后一句话。
And the final phrase.
说他们有祸了，因为作恶自害。
Chapter 3, verse 9, the final section says, they have brought disaster upon themselves. Woe to them.
说是他们作恶，然后害自己的。
They've sinned, and therefore they bring disaster upon themselves.
第十节。
In verse 10.
论到义人说他们必享福，因为要吃自己行为所得的果子。
Tell the righteous it will be well with them, for they will enjoy the fruit of their deeds.
可见如果我们作恶，我们一定会受苦。
So without doubt, if we sin, we will suffer.
我们如果行义，我们一定会得福。
If we do righteous deeds, then we will receive blessing.
这个原则是从古代到现在不会变的。
This is an unchanging principle from yesteryear till now.
但是就是有人觉得说我做这个没有人知道。
The problem is, people think they're going to be able to get away with an evil deed.
不会有什么结果。
There's going to be no bad consequence.
我有现在的好处。
Today, I can enjoy my evil deed.
所以就去做了。
So they go ahead and do this.
但是这个原则你没有办法改变的。
But this is an everlasting principle.
结果就出来了。
And finally, you'll suffer this consequence.
人就受苦了。
And that's why people suffer.
但是有的人就是觉得我这样去做，这个傻傻的，我跟大家不一样，但我不愿意做。
And some people, on the other hand, say, well, other people are acting in a silly fashion. I'm not going to do this.
但是有的人就说没有关系，我这个是圣经认为对的，我就去做吧。
Other people say, listen, I don't care what the world's doing. I'm going to follow what's in the Bible.
结果他最后就是得福。
And then they'll be blessed.
所以要得福要受祸到最后要关乎我们怎么来过我们自己的生活。
So blessing or suffering all has to do with how we live our lives today.
这是我们自己可以决定的。
This is a decision we each need to make.
那在第三章第二章的第一节
Turning back to chapter 2, verse 1.
我们先看第五章受葡萄园的比喻。
Let's actually jump to chapter 5 and the song of the vineyard.
这个葡萄园的比喻就是在讲以色列百姓就是神的葡萄园。
This chapter compares the people of Israel to a vineyard.
那既然葡萄园神有一个期待就是他们结好葡萄。
And the one criteria God has is that the vineyard be productive of good grapes.
所以第四节说反倒结了野葡萄。
And so in verse 4, it said, God looked for good grapes.
当然神的期待就没有达到了。
But the Israelites fell short of God's desires.
那神怎么做呢？第五节。
So what did God do in verse 5?
要撤掉篱笆，使它被吞灭。
Says, I'm going to take away its hedge and it will be destroyed.
就是他对以色列百姓的保护，神要拿掉，所以外国就会进来攻打他们。
God would remove the hedge of protection around the Israelites so that a foreign nation would come and conquer them.
那为什么以色列百姓没有结出好葡萄？
Why was it that the Israelites could not produce good grapes?
所以从第八节开始，我们就看到很多的祸。
And so from verse 8 on, we see many woes.
第八节，祸灾那以房接房，以地接地，以致不留余地的，只顾自己独居境内的。
Verse 8, woe to you who add house to house and join field to field till no space is left and you live alone in the land.
为什么这是祸？
Why is this a woe?
因为照旧约圣经里面讲像那耕地的人都要留一点余地，你要收割的时候都要留一点这个麦子来给比较贫穷的人去捡。
It's because the Old Testament law was that those who owned a field should not harvest the whole field, but should leave a portion of the field there for the poor.
那这个只顾自己，他就是我的，就把它占起来，我都不顾别人。
So this verse is referring to those who care nothing about the poor, nothing about other people.
所以这时候不留余地，就不看顾别人了。
They leave no space for others.
那这有灾祸了。
And then woe will come upon them.
因为他心中没有怜悯，没有慈爱。
Because they have no mercy, no compassion in their hearts.
所以第九节说，有又大又美的房子成为荒凉。
And so verse 9 says, surely the great houses will become desolate.
因为神一不祝福,他们连那个房子他也住不下去。
Because without God's blessing, you can't even live in your great house.
他们被掳到巴比伦去,那个房子就空下来。
You're going to be exiled into captivity in Babylon, so your house will become empty.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
从早起来,追求浓酒,流连到深夜,因酒发烧的人,他们是有祸的。
Woe to those who rise early in the morning to run after their drinks, who stay up late at night till they are inflamed with wine.
12节
12.
在宴席上弹琴鼓瑟吹笛这个是有祸的。
They have harps and lyres at their banquets, tambourines and flutes and wines, but they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord, no respect for the work of his hands.
为什么
Why?
这个十一节到十二节是在讲生活的重心。
This passage tells us about the focus of human life.
这个喝酒啦，弹琴、鼓瑟、吹笛啊，就是要娱乐，要让自己活得很快乐。
Drink, staying up late at night, wine, harps and lyres, tambourines, all this refers to human worldly pleasure.
那当时的人以这个做生活的重心。
And the people of the time use this as their main focus in life.
那如果这个变成生活的重心，属灵的事情就变成次要。
So if this becomes the focus of our lives, then our spiritual life will fail.
那就会倒退。
We will fall away from God.
所以主耶稣讲了。
So Jesus tells us today.
他说主再来的日子要跟什么日挪亚的日子一样。
He says that the days when Jesus comes again will be like the days of Noah.
那个时候人照常吃喝嫁娶。
In the days of Noah, people feasted and gave their sons and daughters in marriage.
但是不知不觉洪水就来。
But not long after the floods came.
不是吃喝嫁娶不对。
It's not that eating and drinking and getting married is wrong.
这个都是神的恩典。
These are all the blessings of God.
但是如果这个变成生活的焦点，
But if this becomes your sole focus in life,
你对属灵上就会不知不觉。
Then you have no focus on that of the spiritual world.
这个是我们现在非常谨慎的。
This is what we need to be very vigilant about.
我们在美国生活水准很高。
Today we have a high standard of living in this country.
这是神的恩典。
This is the blessing of God.
但是如果我们生活的重心就是为着生活舒服，我们对属灵上就会不知不觉。
But if our goal in life, our main purpose is just to enjoy life in this world, then we are unfaithful to God.
那我们就会这信仰就会退往后退。
Then our spiritual lives will fail.
好，我们再看十三节。
Let's turn to verse 13.
所以因为我的百姓无知就被掳去。
Therefore, my people go into exile for lack of understanding.
对神的旨意没有了解。
The people did not understand the will of God.
所以相对对自己也不了解。
So they did not understand themselves and each other.
活得很快乐，生活很多的追求，但其实无知的。
So even though they enjoyed the luxuries of the world, their lives were meaningless.
这是很可怕的。
This is a very scary thing.
所以这是我们世代要思想的一件事情。
So this is what we need to be aware of in the society.
十八节在讲另外一个灾祸。
Verse 18 refers to another woe.
以虚假的细绳牵引罪孽的人，他们又以套绳拉住罪恶。十九节。
19.
所任他急速行，赶快成就他的作为。我们看清楚。
A woe to those who draw sin along with cords of deceit and wickedness as with cart ropes. To those who say, let God hurry, let him hasten his work.
在那个世代里面充满着虚假跟邪恶。
That society was filled with sin, deceit, and wickedness.
所以这个社会是有灾祸的。
This type of society will have woe.
二十节。
Verse 20.
祸在那称恶为善，称善为恶，以光为暗，以暗为光的，以甜为苦的人。这个是什么意思？
What does verse 20 tell us?
就是对错是非不分或者颠倒是非。
Verse 20 tells us that there's a danger in calling good wrong and wrong good.
神是一个公义的神。
God is a just God.
所以把好人当坏人，这是神不能接受的。
If we call an evil person good, this is intolerable in God's eyes.
把善的当作恶的，这个是神不能接受的。
If we say what is good is bad, this is unacceptable.
因为这违反神的善良本性。
Because this is contradictory to God's very nature.
所以这二十节也在讲当时的时代已经没有标准。
So verse 20 tells us that the society at that time had no more principle.
所以是非颠倒。
So society and its ethics were flipped around.
我们看到我们现在这社会标准是什么。
And how about today's society?
也差不多是没有标准。
It's probably the same way.
所以我们在这个时代也很谨慎。
So we need to be vigilant today.